Decatur, and recently a 2-year-old boy in Chicago. Tuesday's announcement that charges would be dropped against actor Jussie Smollett is attracting the attention of state legislators. One lawmaker is calling for an investigation into the decision and is filing a Freedom of Information Act request to see the Cook County State's Attorney's emails on the matter. One lawmaker is even proposing a bill that would prohibit TV and movie producers who employ Smollett from receiving the state's film tax credit. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
With the Mueller defense done, President Trump wants to go on offense. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president says it's time to go after some of the people who've accused him of colluding with the Russian government to get elected. At the White House, Fox's John Decker.
President Trump complaining to Sean Hannity on Fox News that special counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 2-year investigation was one-sided and did not focus on actions committed by Democrats. The president tweeting this morning about the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, writing, Congressman Adam Schiff, who spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress. Chris?
And John, the president in that interview also called former FBI Director James Comey a terrible guy. Comey says the Mueller report will show that the agency acted honorably.
It establishes, I hope, to all people, no matter where they are on the spectrum, that the FBI is not corrupt, not a nest of vipers and spies, but an honest group of people trying to find out what is true.
He spoke to NBC News. Facebook is accused by the Department of Housing and Urban Development of violating the Fair Housing Act by allowing users' demographics to determine who can see housing advertisements. HUD Secretary Ben Carson tells Fox Business Network,
advertisers have the ability to say, I only want to advertise to women. I only want to advertise to non-Christians. You know, this kind of information most people don't know has been gathered on them, and we want to make sure it is not used in an inappropriate way.
Facebook says it is surprised by the decision and that it's been working with HUD to address the concerns. The economy slowed down to a 2.2% growth rate in the fourth quarter of last year. That was just reported by the Commerce Department. And somebody's rich. There was one winning Powerball ticket sold in New Berlin, Wisconsin. The jackpot was up to $768 million. This is Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The head of the FAA is explaining and defending the agency's process for certifying aircraft.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell says the FAA was fully involved in the process of certifying Boeing 737 MAX aircraft,
including participation in 133 of the 297 flight tests.
And Elwell defended the practice of Boeing and other aircraft makers helping certify their planes, telling a Senate panel without the cooperation, the FAA would need thousands of more employees and more than $1 billion additional dollars. The FAA grounded the 737 MAX after a second deadly crash in 5 months, though Elwell would not detail conversations he had with President Trump leading up to that decision. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There are passengers stranded on both sides of the Atlantic with the Icelandic airline WOW Air suddenly shutting down. The airline started in 2012, specializing in cheap flights between North America and Europe. Planes in at least 13 cities that were supposed to fly last night or this morning did not take off. A New York woman who was badly hurt by a frozen turkey thrown through her car windshield 15 years ago, broke every bone in her face. She's now died, suddenly and unexpectedly, according to her family.
Victoria Ruvolo became known for her act of kindness after she was nearly killed when a teenager randomly tossed a frozen turkey through the windshield of her car in 2004. After the incident, she publicly forgave Ryan Cushing, the teen who was responsible, and even wrote a book called No Room for Vengeance. She also worked with prosecutors to grant clemency to Cushing. Ruvolo's death was announced on her website and Facebook page, and she will be laid to rest on Long Island. Victoria Ruvolo was 59. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Maltese Special Forces intercepted a ship that had been hijacked by migrants that did not want to be returned to Libya. About a half hour ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 12 points, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others, and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we have a slight chance we could see some showers later today with highs near 66 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers, thunderstorms before 7 p.m., lows around 50 degrees. For your Friday, showers mainly before 10 a.m., highs around 60. And Saturday, looking at some showers likely and possibly some wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour, highs near 48 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 50 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Siobhan Francis stops by. She's running for city council. We'll check in with Coach. And one of the last remaining days of our countdown to opening day with Heinkels. Get a chance to see the Cardinals in action next Thursday. Company starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we're down to our next to our last political interview before the election on Tuesday. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will be with us tomorrow to wrap it all up. And we have interviewed every school board candidate, every mayoral candidate, every city council candidate, except for Bill Favor, who's not showing up for anything, and I'm not quite sure why, but that will be his question, I guess, to answer on election day. And then, of course, park board commissioners and all the rest. It is a very important day next Tuesday, or if you're early voting. I think the last count was 500 and some early votes, which is not a lot. And it's always a disappointment, you know, with the small numbers of people that vote in municipal elections, even though what these people do has a far greater impact on your day-to-day life than anything they do in Springfield or Washington, D.C. And yet, as my next guest pointed out, most people can name all the candidates for the 2020 presidential election, but maybe can't tell you who's running for school board. And there's something wrong with that. But we're spending the time giving the candidates this free time to be able to come in and talk about why they're running, what they'd like to see happen in our community. And it's our great pleasure to welcome Siobhan Francis to the program. Now, I don't know anything about you other than you are an accountant at ADM. Mm-hmm. That you were in the primary for county treasurer last time around. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in this community?
So I've been here for about 4 years. I graduated from Eastern in 2015.
Okay.
And ADM sent me an email and said, hey, we want you to come interview. And I came and interviewed, and now I'm here. And I'm enjoying myself while I'm in Decatur. This is a place where I've laid my adult foundation, my adult roots, so I plan to be here for a very long time.
Okay, so where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay, mm-hmm. So you went to Eastern.
Yep, I went to EIU.
So you, do you have to be a Tony Romo fan?
kind of.
Okay,
yes,
is that like
I
like yeah. they make you sign that when you go in? Yeah. All right, well, a great campus. Charleston's a great place, and that's cool. All right, so you get involved in the community, I'm assuming.
Yes.
You know, ADM's a, you know, you got an important job, but how do you, 4 years, where do you start kind of like branching out from your career into the community?
So I've always been in the community at home, at college and things like that. That's just how I've been raised. So when I first got here, I joined Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay.
And it kind of just started from there. Met a couple different people, some things that interest me and, you know, my own passions. And I kind of just took off from there. And I've been a part of a lot of different groups, sat on a couple different boards. And that's kind of where my community engagement started, just from, you know, me being in Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it kind of took off from
there. Yeah, well, you know, I think that this is a very welcoming community.
Oh, yeah.
If you meet it halfway.
Exactly.
And trust me, there's plenty of boards and there's plenty of opportunities that they would love to have more participation. Mm-hmm. So if you're not participating, it feels good, right? I mean, you get as much out of it as a human being than you give.
Exactly.
All right. So why then the jump from, corporate job, community oriented, then a jump to public office? Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be in this community, right? So I need to be able to, like, I pay taxes here, I work here. So I want to be able to contribute as much as I possibly can. And because I'm soon going to raise children here, get married, things like that. So I want this community to, I want to say that I've done as much as I can to make this community a great place. So I can't just take, right? But I have to give a little bit back too. So going from corporate to community to public office just felt right to me. And because this is something I've always wanted to do, run for a public office. So I might as well start now. I could have waited until I was 35 to run for president, but that's a little extreme. So.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your generation is doing what you're doing by and large?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like my generation, we are, I think, setting the tone right now. I think we're a lot of times we're not staying in corporate America. We're having our own businesses. We're running for office. And some of them are starting families as well. But I definitely think that, you know, what I'm doing right now is what people are doing in other places as well.
Okay. So why council? Why city council? Mm-hmm.
So when I was, I'm part of these boards and conversations, and the first thing that people say is, oh, we tried to go to council, we couldn't get this passed, or they didn't hear our voice, or, you know, we can't reach the council. So, you know, I was like, well, who's on the council? How do you change it? How can you get through to them? They said, we have to have people to run that are going to, you know, hear our voices. So I said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and, you know, put me on the chopping block. I'll run for city council.
All right. Now, have you tried personally to reach city council? I mean, I don't find most of them over the years to be inaccessible. I mean, it's that halfway conversation once again. I mean, we get citizens. There was a man who, this is way beyond your years, but a long time ago, who would show up every city council meeting and drone on and on and on about how bad they were. He never voted. Not one time in a council. I mean, so sometimes not agreeing with somebody is not hearing them. And I'm not sure those two things are always the same.
So I think it's more so of certain, let's just say there's a policy set that's not being followed that should be set.
So
for example, I'm a part of the Metro Decatur Black Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So, you know, Ordinance 28 is a big thing right now. So a lot of times they would say, well, we're still not getting that minority participation and things like that. So let's figure out how we can get some people, you know, in the council or just even in different positions to figure out how we can meet those ordinance, meet those requirements.
Right. Now this is an interesting one because the school board's going through this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the question becomes, and I applaud the city, because they've tried to make steps to make sure that if they have contracts that go out, that they include more minority-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we're running into is there's not enough minority-owned businesses to make those numbers. And so the school board's having this debate right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend $55 million, do you spend as much of that as you can locally? Or do you go hire minority businesses from out of Decatur to make those numbers? I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer, but it's a conversation to be had.
Definitely. I think for me, the biggest thing for me is, okay, let's figure out how we can get some people here in Decatur that may have a construction background or some type of painter's background. Can we develop some small businesses here and then get them into that participation?
Absolutely. I think the answer has got to be you got to grow minority-owned businesses.
It's
that's
here,
for sure.
Locally, yes.
But I don't know how much of a role the council can play in that unless you have ideas. I mean, I don't know what they can do to make that happen.
I just think that the city has to encourage that. I think that if I want to start a striper business and I know that the city, you know, encourages me or has funding or, you know, have some grant options or, you know, has a resource book for me to even be able to take my small idea and make it into a $1 million corporation, I think that's comforting to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if we have people that are having those conversations, because I'm not saying what the council is doing is wrong. I just think that we need to figure out how to cultivate people. So if we can't get something, if we don't have something, let's figure out how we can get it homegrown from Decatur.
Okay, fair enough. This is a question I've asked every candidate, mm-hmm. because to me, this is where the disconnect between public service, mm-hmm. education, your city council, it all hits home. We have 1,100 jobs available mm-hmm. in this community yeah. right now. That's not exaggerated.
No.
They're all over the place. Yeah. I mean, it's everything from I can go get a CDL and make $60,000 a year driving a truck mm-hmm. to I can go be a food scientist exactly. and everything in between. Yet we can't get people into mm-hmm. those jobs. So there, we've got a workforce that does not have the skill set to take these jobs. To me, that's the biggest disconnect. Because if you're elected to council mm-hmm. and you guys have a press conference tomorrow going, we've just landed a company that's coming here with 1,100 jobs, everybody mm-hmm. would think, hoorah.
Mm-hmm.
But we got these jobs sitting out there and we got a population that can't get to these jobs. What do we do about that?
I definitely agree. So when people say there's no jobs in Decatur, I can't find a job, I don't really buy into that because I came here for employment. So I think that we need to start getting people in place with these skills. So what if we can't get the workforce right now that is currently looking for a job? If we can get them in a class or get them a certificate, that'd be great. But I thought about taking the freshman class of the freshman class at the both high schools, right? And say, okay, in 4 years, we're going to have this amount of jobs. Let's figure out how many students are going to be college bound, are going to do a trade, or going to go straight into the workforce. And if we can't figure out how to get the workforce now with these 1,100 jobs, let's say, okay, in 4 years, we're going to have, 200 students that are not going to go straight to college. They're going to go into some type of, training or trade.
Which is exactly what we're doing with the Ag Academy. And now there's 350 plus students, mm-hmm. Incoming freshmen starting in 2020 mm-hmm. that will be on that pathway. And so for some, that pathway will be an advanced degree. And for mm-hmm. some, that pathway will be an electrician.
Exactly.
And I think public education is kind of self-correcting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Instead of just automatically telling everybody you have to go have an advanced yeah. degree to have a yeah. career, we took away, I don't know what happened to the nobility of the working class in this country, mm-hmm. like that we said somehow that that's beneath you. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but for most kids coming out of school with no student debt, making $60,000 a year is a pretty good proposition.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
So I would love for council, anybody in this community, you don't mm-hmm. have to be an elected official,
yeah.
to push for that because we've got career paths for kids in this community. Mm-hmm. So what do we do about this is why I think it's important, the work you're doing with the Chamber of Commerce and important with the work, we talked about this with Jacob yesterday. How do we get young kids to believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That there is this isn't putting a square peg into a round mm-hmm. hole, that there is a path for you.
I just think that we have to make the information available. So I was having a conversation the other week when I was at the speed dating event that the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce had, and talking about showing them what a job can bring you. So like you talked about, if you're going to be, an accountant or you're going to be, a carpenter, showing them what that gets you, what salary you'll have, what lifestyle you have, showing them the numbers behind how you can succeed. I just think a lot of times we don't know. So all my life I wanted to be a teacher until I found out I can still, do math and do numbers with accounting. We just have to make the information, accessible. I think this conversation doesn't need to start long before high school, because a lot of kids, they get to high school, come to their junior, senior year, and they're like, I don't want to go to college. Okay, what can I do? They just don't know. A lot of people just don't know that there are other options out there besides going to a four-year university and then coming out with student loan debt and then figuring out how you're going to pay that off. So having those conversations early and giving people options.
And that's in a lot of places. You may or may not know this, but I mean, we've spent the last year and a half doing that and spending mm-hmm. a lot of money that was privately mm-hmm. donated to take that message to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tat from our hip-hop station, Hot 105, has been, in these video presentations with real people.
Yeah.
So the welder doesn't look like maybe what your stereotype of a welder is.
Yeah.
It's a young woman with a blonde ponytail that's mm-hmm. making $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking that down for kids of what you can do with or without student debt or what the path might
Definitely.
Be. So it's a process. You're not going to change it overnight. You got to mm-hmm. grow it. What else are your visions for the council? I mean, what you've used the word change a couple of times, and I don't know where you are and what the current council mm-hmm. is or how you feel about that, but what would you like to see your version of that?
So my biggest thing right now for me is youth enrichment. So it's no secret that I'm a millennial, right? So I'm pretty in touch, but out of touch with the youth. But youth enrichment is a big thing for me because I was cultivated and mentored and developed and people advocated for me. And I feel like, they did a pretty good job. So youth enrichment is something that is huge to me because at the end of the day, in 20 years, 30 years, the youth are going to be replacing us, replacing people that do these great jobs now. So we have to figure out how to get them engaged and get them enriched. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the 3.0 student or the 4.0 student. I'm talking about, you know, 90% of the children, whether they're a C student or a D student. So the biggest thing for me is that youth engagement, youth enrichment. You know, I'm from Chicago, where an area where gangs, drugs, and violence, you know, took a lot of the youth. So figuring out how we can get them engaged, get them enriched, maybe even get them some jobs and things like that, and just making sure that they're at the top of our priority list. I think it's phenomenal to revitalize and have economic development, because those are my platform pieces. But for me, my biggest thing is that youth enrichment, that youth engagement. So,
okay, did you think about running for school board? Just, I mean, this is our first conversation, so I'm not questioning your decision. I'm just, you obviously have a passion for, you wanted to be an educator. You're talking about kids, and I completely appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Did you think about maybe instead of council running for school board?
No, only because more so I feel like for me, I don't know a lot about the education system. I just know that when there's city programs that are dedicated specifically, you know, to the children that are not only with the school board, but also in partnership with the actual city government, the city council.
And there's a lot more of those relationships, I think, today.
Yeah, the intergovernmental partnership, I think that benefits. So if, you know, I can be an advocate for, you know, all pieces that make up city council, but if I can bring in that youth engagement, youth enrichment, I think that would be phenomenal as well.
All right, revitalization. Mm-hmm. That word means a lot to different people,
yes.
Right? What is, when you use that term, what are you speaking to?
So I'm speaking about, you know, everything that encompasses revitalization, not only just, demolishing homes, but job readiness, economic growth, social growth, city morale, the morale of our citizens. So a comprehensive plan, not just one agenda, but making sure that we revitalize all parts, refresh, kind of bring that hope back to all parts of the city. So it doesn't just talk about, you know, tearing down homes or empty lots and things like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think the aesthetics of getting rid of, I mean, there's safety reasons why abandoned houses, I mean, that has to be a part of it. Just putting a lawn there doesn't change anybody's status in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
I mean, there's got to be more than just that.
Yeah, it definitely has to be more, because, I mean, there is blight. There's lots of blight, right?
Yeah.
And that's the hot word everyone's talking about. But, you know, what do you do for the people that, you know, are not being affected by that, or not, you know, not seeing that change in their community? So I think we have to figure out how we can make it a very comprehensive plan and think about some things besides the blight.
All right. What are you hearing when you're out campaigning? Because I've said this often, this is a quiet election, and I don't know why. Not quiet to you. You're calling, knocking on doors, marching on parades. You're talking to people. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from folks?
So the biggest thing is jobs. I'm hearing, like, let's figure out how we can get, you know, people employed, get us some jobs, get us some good paying jobs. I'm also hearing, again, about a lot of times I hear about the empty lots. And I'm also hearing about the youth getting in trouble. I know a lot of people have said they've had some run-ins with kids in the neighborhoods not having things to do after school, and they're, you know, taking advantage of that time after school and when parents aren't home. But the biggest thing I'm hearing is jobs. So
that's got to be tough, right? Because if you get plugged in, the more you're aware, the more you're aware of what you weren't aware of in life. That's just a natural thing. And when, say, people want jobs, it's got to be frustrating when you got to tell people over and over, you know, there are jobs. Yeah. What we have to do is connect people to those jobs.
Yeah, but no one wants to hear that. People want to hear me say that I'm going to bring in this company that's going to bring 5,000 jobs to Decatur. And I'm just kind of like, okay, well, we have, you know, like
1,100
here.
Sitting here already. Yeah. And that sometimes it's just, I call this crowd the often wrong but never uncertain crowd. You know, they're just, they don't operate factually. They just operate emotionally, you know, and that's what voters do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes politicians do it by promising things they can't deliver. But I do think that, you know, growth, population growth, all these things are important. I mean, that's the tough job the council has, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is how do you look at this whole vision of a city and prioritize them? Where do you put your priorities? Mm-hmm. And you can't do 8,000 things at once, but you can do more than one thing at once.
Oh, definitely. I think that the council or any board entity has to come together as one. So Siobhan Francis may have, you know, a platform or an agenda, but I can't get in this office and then do what I want to do. I have to figure out what's going to affect all parts or majority of Decatur, and also how to figure out how I can cater to the resident that lives near Milliken and the resident that lives on Cantrell Street or Jasper. So I think that's the biggest thing, is figuring out how we can work together to affect all parts of Decatur.
Okay. I don't know where you stand on our form of government. We visited with Jacob yesterday, who was in favor of the aldermanic form of government, which is what they have in Springfield, and where they're basically elected through wards, which is, in the city of Decatur size would be pretty small, I would imagine, depending on how many aldermen you had. What's your view on our current form of government and then the aldermanic form of government.
So aldermanic form of government, I think, is phenomenal. But for right now, for a place like Decatur, I don't know if we would benefit from it. I think that it would be great to look at once we figure out how to bring back some of our population that has declined. And I think that for me, the form of government that we have now is, I think we need to keep the city manager accountable. So we can't change it at this moment, but we have to hold the city manager and the mayor and all city council members accountable. We have to, if we set something up and, you know, 12 months have passed, we need to have checked in a couple times of why it has passed, why it's not put through. So I think what we have to do now is work with what we have and just make sure we're holding people accountable. That's the biggest thing in being transparent.
Okay. Well, one of the things that is often misunderstood by candidates, quite frankly, mm-hmm. over the years is that you really, if you're elected to the city council, you have one employee, and that's the city manager.
Yeah.
And then the city manager runs the day-to-day mm-hmm. operations. I'm always kind of surprised when some people don't realize that. I mean, mm-hmm. the council, you set the tone, you set the agenda, but then the city manager does a job. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing his job, then you get another city manager.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think people understand that when you're out explaining sort of the way government works?
I definitely don't think so. I think the first thing they hear is, well, the council didn't do this, the council didn't do that. And a lot of the time it is a city manager, but because people don't know that, I think the council takes a hit for it, which is fine because we're the first line of defense. We're the voice of the constituent. So I don't think that people know that. But maybe if the constituents were involved a little bit more and maybe even the hiring process of a city manager.
Okay, that's an interesting – this has come up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I have a belief just based on – we just had Paul Osborne in the studios. Mm-hmm. You know, he was elected mayor twice by a large majority of people in this community. And he will tell you from that perspective mm-hmm. – that if you open up the city manager search, particularly the first or second rounds, to a very public mm-hmm. thing, that a lot of qualified people will not even apply for the job. Mm. Because it's when you're a city manager, what you want to do for a great city manager, you want to go steal a good city manager from another city, right? Just like ADM said, come work for us. Mm-hmm. And if you make it public that someone's interested in taking another job right out of the chute before they even know if they'll be a qualifier or not, less people will do that because they don't want their current employers to know. I mean, you see this in the corporate world.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So if we just say, hey, here are the 16 people we're looking at right out of the gates, we put all their names out there. Mm-hmm. Our current city manager, mm-hmm. the one we just hired, said he would never have put in mm-hmm. his name. So there is a danger.
Yeah, it has to be some discretion to it. Now, I'm not saying that we need to just, you know, tell everyone that these people are coming to apply, but I think that when they get to a certain point, let's just say we have a pool of five people and now we're down to two people, right? So maybe we can send out something, you know, that's saying, hey, this is they're coming to interview. This is what they said for a couple of different issues. I just think that there needs to be
That's a conversation to be had. I mm-hmm. just think the whole idea of just transparency through the whole process, there are people that will argue that, and I think if you're elected, you'll see this. Mm-hmm. There are things you have to do in private.
Definitely.
When you're buying land, mm-hmm. you can't tell the landowner, here's how high we're going to go. You're just not mm-hmm. being a fiduciary.
Yeah.
You know, that's not – so salary negotiations,
course,
union negotiations.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not done in secret for mm-hmm. secret's sake. It's done because that's just smart for the taxpayers.
No, I totally agree. I just think that if the citizens know something, then they will feel more comfortable – even coming to the city manager, even writing a letter or something like that. I just think it's about that. It's unfortunate to say that people just don't know, and it may be their fault or the city council's fault, whatever, whoever wants to take the blame. I just think that we need to figure out how we can be more transparent and make people aware of certain things that are going on. I think that's the biggest thing.
Fair enough. Got a couple of minutes left here. What do you want to talk about? Well, you know, I don't know you that well, so I probably didn't ask you everything that you wanted to address. What would you like people to know about you as we head to Election Day on Tuesday?
So what I want people to know just in general, whether it's about me or just this race in general, I want you all to, when you're going to vote, when you're filling in those names on the ballot, I want you to make an informed decision. So there's been so many different events and so many different letters and articles written about, I feel like, every candidate. They have Facebook pages, Instagrams, Twitters, things like that, websites. I want people to go out and read something. I want you to question something. I want you to make an informed decision when you're voting. And I want you to bring 10, 20 people to the polls with you, because this election, like you said, is the most important. This is going to set the tone for not only your future, but for your children, their children, and things like that. So the biggest thing I want people to know is to go ahead and make an informed decision. Don't just vote based on your emotion or based on the fact that someone has, you know, 1,000 signs around town. Please make an informed decision. That's what I want to leave people with.
All right. Speaking of that, all of our interviews with all of the candidates are available in one spot at nowdecatur.com. You can just go to the election interviews, and you mm-hmm. can go back and listen to. We give everybody a half hour to spend time talking about whatever they wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to all those anytime you want. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because because there are different points of view and there are different agendas and there are different, you know, I personally am thrilled that there are so many candidates in the race. I think people, voters deserve options.
I agree. I definitely agree because you don't, when you go to a restaurant, you can pick up a bunch of different things and have your taste.
Right.
So I think that, that it's phenomenal that we have a slate of 7 people for city council, 4 people for school board, 3 people for mayor. I think it's great. I think competition, if we'll say.
Brings out the best in everyone.
Healthy. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It really does. Well, it was a pleasure getting to know you. Yeah. And good luck to you on Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
All right, Siobhan Francis, she wants your vote for city council this Tuesday. Get to the polls, folks. You can still early vote. All of the things that are out there, just show up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have the Wednesday after Election Day, you know, saying that, you know, 14% of you voted in the most important election you'll vote in this year. All right, we've got to take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back, Coach is going to join us. Your chance to win Countdown to Opening Day with Heinkel's Bacon Thursday. That's everybody loves bacon, right? Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. Secretary of State Jesse White says Illinoisans can now apply for the Real ID card. The Real ID is a federal requirement needed for domestic air travel and to enter secure federal buildings starting in October of 2020. But Secretary White says you can also just keep your regular driver's license and use your passport to fly. Those documents include a birth certificate or passport, as well as proof of social security number, address, and signature. People on food stamps in Illinois will once again get their benefits early. Illinois has been distributing food stamps, officially known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, early since the federal government closed late last year. The state will once again send benefits out early in April. Illinois Department of Human Services spokesperson Patrick Laughlin says benefits will automatically hit link cards between April 1st and April 10th. Next month, he said, the program will go back to its regular schedule. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
It was really treason.
President Trump on the offense over the Mueller report, which showed no Russia collusion. The president, in an exclusive with Fox's Sean Hannity, blasting those who started the investigation. Meanwhile, an allegation against ex-CIA director John Brennan.
Republican Senator Rand Paul tweeting, breaking a high-level source tells me it was Brennan who insisted that the unverified and fake Steele dossier be included in the intelligence report. Brennan should be asked to testify under oath in Congress ASAP.
Fox's Catherine Harris. Passengers across 2 continents left stranded by budget Icelandic airline WOW, which suddenly ceased operations today. And new reading in on our economy.
The number is 2.2% on the GDP. That is weaker than expected. We're expecting a reading for the GDP of 2.4%.
Maria Bartiromo with the Fox Business Network. This is Fox News.
Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are Limitless.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs. Manners.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We got a slight chance we could see some showers later today. Otherwise, highs around 66 degrees tonight. Chance of showers, thunderstorms overnight. Lows around 50 degrees for your Friday. Showers mainly after 10 a.m. Highs near 57. And Saturday, showers are likely cloudy and highs near 48 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 49 degrees.
is Byers & Company on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Someone's getting fired before this show is over today. Really? Seriously? Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Coach will join us in just a second. Right now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages pulled back on Wednesday, and the Dow was down 32 points to 25,625. Concerns about the inverted yield curve and potentially slowing economic growth, both globally and here at home, continue to impact investor confidence. In economic news, the trade deficit during January came in smaller than expected. Over the past year, exports were up 3%, while imports rose 1.6%. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.46%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.14%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 1.61%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 1/32nd, yielding 2.376%. Gold futures were down $8 at $1,308.70. Crude oil futures were down 73 cents at $58.67 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,680, a positive 54 points, ADM at 42.63, Ameren 74.42, Caterpillar 131.89, Norfolk Southern 183.37, PPG 111.18, Tate & Lyle 37.09, and Mueller Water 10.02. And now I quote Winston Churchill, "No one ever finds life worth living. One has to make it worth living." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. We appreciate it. As always, we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. We wrap up our candidate interviews with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf tomorrow morning. And then those are all available on the election interview section at nowdecatur.com. If you want to take a chance, go back and listen to him. Do you have a favorite? Coach joins us, too. I didn't want to make some of these candidates are in for their very first interview, and Coach just staring at him and kind of breathing hard while you're
I understand that. I do.
And he wasn't on the schedule, so I thought maybe he had something. Like, because there's every once in a while, Coach has got something going on, and he couldn't be here. So I wasn't trying to. Well, yeah, no, I was excluding you because I didn't.
Okay.
You know, because there's nothing like, we got a millennial candidate, and let's get Coach just to stare at him for 25 minutes while I'm asking a question.
No, I get it.
Very nice lady.
She was. I've really enjoyed meeting some of the new faces, candidates, you know, that are out there. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay. What? Well, I thought you had something to say.
No.
Okay.
Not for public consumption.
Okay. You shouldn't have a hot mic in front of you. All right. I thought I had some favorites, like people that I just, not even necessarily somebody I might vote for, just had nice conversations.
Yes.
There are some people you can sit with for a half hour and it goes by really fast.
Yes.
There are other people that you can sit with for a half hour and, man, it's hard.
Yes. I agree.
Yes. Okay. So Mayor Wolf in tomorrow and then we're done. Bill Faber, the only candidate to not accept the invitation to come in.
A known quantity there.
What I know, he's a known quantity.
Well, I mean, as far as this election goes.
Yeah, that I don't know what he's doing because I it's not just us. I mean, he's blown off a lot of this.
Yeah.
I know you can say family vacation, but if you're running for reelection, you can plan a different family vacation. I mean, that seems to be.
You would think you would do that.
Yeah. And the forums, a lot of the stuff, just not there.
Not there.
But I think that is kind of Councilman Faber's MO in this community. I don't ever see him at anything.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I mean.
No, I don't. I agree with you.
Councilman Horn has been in a lot of things running, this time around. You know, you go to a community events and he's been there. Pat McDaniel has been always, attends a lot of things. You know, the mayor is, of course, there for most of it. And I'm not saying just that you're not busy being a lawyer or whatever. He always wants to describe himself as sort of the people's champion. And I'm just always curious how you do that without ever actually talking to the people.
It's hard to do. Can't do it.
And I don't understand. I mean, he's very passionate about his ideas. He buys an article.
Well, but that's because if you buy, he doesn't buy an article, he buys an ad. And if you buy an ad, then you don't have anybody challenging you or asking you questions right. about it. You can control the narrative. And that seems to be the way he wants to do it. Lecture everybody at council meetings, you know, where he can control the narrative, he's there. But when he can't, which would be like public places or at right. debates or on this radio show, he seems to duck away from that.
Yes, I agree with you.
I don't know. I just thought we had like 17, 18 people in, whatever it was, the total. We managed to schedule everybody else. Everybody else.
If you want to, you can listen to them right one right after another, so you maybe compare a little bit.
I wouldn't ask that of anybody.
Well,
but
I've done a little bit of that.
So. Okay. Like I said, I wouldn't ask yeah, that of anybody. But they are all there for what it's worth. And we feel like I felt like I gave everybody time to express their thoughts.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And follow up and let you know. I thought the questions were all similar, unless there were specific cases like a FOIA request
well,
or something
there's,
like that.
But there's also a difference between first-time candidates or candidates that are not incumbents.
Yeah.
They don't have a voting record. They don't have – so it's a little different for the people who are already in office, mm-hmm. I think. I'm just getting to meet some of these people for the first time. I'm interested in finding out what motivates them, why they're running, what their backstory is, what their platform is, and you know what they want to get done. That's a different interview, I think, than somebody who's been there for 4 years or 2 years or 3 years and has a record of being an elected official. Because I think the incumbents also have an advantage of being incumbents.
Oh, no question about it.
That it's maybe a little bit more of an advantage for the rookies to sort of like not have a record, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
All right. So I thought most of the interviews were pretty, I don't know, there wasn't a lot of controversy or anything. I just think, and I also think that if you want to be mayor, there's a different standard than if you want to be a council member.
True.
Do you think that's, I mean, even though you're only one vote, you've got to be a consensus builder.
Yeah, no question.
Or nothing will get done.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the days, oh my goodness, before Paul, and you go back to the Terry Howley days, and it was just like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. I mean, it was a carnival. It was literally, okay, I've used like three examples. It was Mother Love and the Traveling Freak Show every council meeting, right? Free for all. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing got done because they were just doing all of this. Everybody had their own thing. I mean, it would be like jumping on a train to go to Chicago, except half your cars are going to St. Louis and half your cars are going to Indianapolis and the other half is going down to Southern Illinois. No one ever got to Chicago. Which is what terrifies me about an aldermanic form of government, because
absolutely.
It's even more of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does.
So, interesting. Appreciate everybody coming in. You can check out all the interviews, all of our podcasts presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
Not much on the streets. Not much conversation.
Really? You on the streets a lot these days?
Yeah, I try to be.
Where are you hanging out these days? Where does one run into coach in normal day-to-day life?
Some days nowhere, and other days, who knows? That makes sense? No.
Not at all.
This morning I'm going for coffee out to First Christian Church.
Really?
Yes.
Do you attend church there?
No, but I go out for coffee there because there's about 8 or 10 guys that
meet
out there on Thursday morning.
How does this happen? I need to know, in case I live long enough to get to this point, how do you know these other 8 retired guys are going to be at First Christian Church on a Thursday morning?
It's just the way it's been. I don't know. They
smoke signals? You guys walkie-talkie each other? I mean, how do you communicate? How do you know about it the first time?
Somebody says, hey, we're meeting out at First Christian Church for coffee. You want to join us? And, yep, there I am. So,
there I am.
Yep.
And how many Thursdays has this been?
Oh, it's been going on for some time.
Okay.
I mean, I don't go every Thursday out there, but today I am.
Okay. And this is a group of similar?
Actually, there's quite a diversity there.
Really?
Yep.
And how would you describe diversity? Some are in their 60s.
A couple of former coaches for District 61. And
yeah.
An insurance guy.
But there's diversity of age?
A little bit, yep. I'd say.
Is this some sort of state secret? I mean,
no, I can't.
I feel like I'm interviewing the, like,
60 to 80
one of these secret lodges, right? I mean, it's like.
Is this kind of like your Romeo's a little bit?
No. Okay. That's too formal for me.
Oh, that's formal?
Well, they have speakers and all that.
I did see on somebody's schedule the other day that they were speaking at the Romeo's. Like, what?
Does that group still get together?
Yeah.
Where do they get together?
Over at the Decatur Club.
And how large a group is that these days?
I'm guessing 20 or 30.
Okay.
Okay.
And Romeo actually stands for something, right?
Retired old men eating out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's very formal.
Well, or whatever.
You wanted to know.
No, I knew what it stood for. I just wanted you to say it in that creepy old guy voice. All right, so now it's the first Christian thing. I would never occur to me, not being a member of the church, to got to go out there and hang out there and drink coffee.
They have a nice
I know they have a nice coffee place. But would you, do you think of it as sort of retail or as a service to constituents?
Anymore, a lot of people do that. That one in particular, yes, I would think of that as retail. I've heard of people stopping by there and getting their morning coffee.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, I'm not knocking, and it just would seem strange to me.
And they have great cinnamon rolls.
Evidently, we can talk all we want about the food and drink. We just can't talk about the Freemasons or whoever they are that are meeting there.
Illuminati.
Top secret. Jeez. All right. We got a lot to get to, including our countdown to opening day. Your final chances. We have today, tomorrow, and Monday. That's it.
Wow.
Tuesday morning, we'll have our winner of our Heinkel's Countdown to Opening Day. Today, you win bacon, universally loved by everyone. Have you met anyone in life, even vegans, that don't like bacon? Stop
what?
With your hands. You play one more NSYNC song, young lady, you're fired.
Just so everyone knows, he's not speaking to me.
No, I'm talking to the young lady in MCR this morning. That would be Rachel. All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll take caller number, 26 at 875-1340, our countdown to opening day. If you're caller 26 at 875-1340, you're going to win bacon. You're also going to go into the drawing, pretty limited drawing, really. You're going to have like 1 in 30 or something like that chances of winning tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day at Busch a week from today against the Padres. 875-1340. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fares subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank, invested in space-age technology.
This is Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, my little pretty one.
Good morning and welcome back. We are here on a Thursday. Coach is in studios. Who was our qualifier?
That was Scott and Latham.
Scott and Latham. All right. Kudos, Scott, for getting in there. People are still trying to burn up the phone lines. Well, we know that opening day is today. The home opener for the Cardinals is next Thursday, April 4th. Against the San Diego Padres. And so Scott was qualified today. We'll have one more tomorrow and one on Monday.
Monday,
that's
yes.
It.
And then that is it.
All right. So you can check out, by the way, Heinkel's, Kroger, County Market, Save-A-Lot, Schnucks, Hy-Vee, all the regional independents. You can buy directly from them. They'll even private label stuff for you. How cool is that? Their product, your name?
Well,
love that. Custom deer processing, holiday gift packages, holiday hams. Easter's right around the corner. They have one of the best hams you'll ever have in your entire life. You know how many turkey legs they do?
No. How many turkey legs?
Like every festival. I mean, it's gazillions.
Wow.
Great stuff. You can check out their website at heinkelspacking.com. And then tomorrow is jalapeno and cheese wiener fries.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It's really hard to beat that.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, I have until the 15th, until the next challenge starts. There might be some heavy-duty Heinkel's consumption going on over the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Fatten up for the next round. Good stuff. All right, so the election this coming Tuesday. So you're not hearing a lot out there.
I'm not, yeah. Really. I mean, not a lot of discussion going on.
Does that mean, in your mind, that people are fairly happy with the direction we're going? Or they've given up?
Oh, no, I don't think anybody's given up. I think probably you're right, a little bit. Both, maybe. But
generally, the controversy comes from dissatisfaction.
Yes, exactly.
People are running against someone. People right. are running...
Or have an agenda.
Yeah, well, I think everybody always has an agenda. I'm always careful with that word because having an agenda doesn't necessarily mean bad things. But it may be a one-issue candidate.
Right.
Like, you know, we had that for years with the park board. You know, it's like we close this road, so people are just going to run.
Yeah.
They don't really... They're not serious. They don't want to have any responsibility. They're just mad because the road's closed.
Yeah.
Okay, they don't win generally.
That's true.
All right, so, but then the council, last time around, the mayoral race was a little contentious because I think a lot of it was around the police chief and the city manager.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of ginned up a controversy that I really, I think that John ran a pretty good campaign as far as, when I say good, meaning he worked hard and raised money and did all that. Now you got three candidates and there's less noise than there was when there were two.
Yeah, I just don't think there's that... conflict going on right now with the council and everything's
let me ask you this though. You've been around a long time.
Too long probably.
No. When somebody runs for election and they have a hard time getting elected, and then they finally get elected, and then they immediately want to be mayor, what does that say about those kind of personalities? And then what about the relationship? Because I asked David Horn that 2 days ago, you know, do you worry about your relationship with the mayor if you lose this race? You know, because he's kind of on the outside fringe anyway. Can you imagine the shade he's going to get, you know, when this is over and he loses? Oh, no, we have a great relationship. Well, Pat McDaniel told me the same thing, but I'm telling you, Tuna didn't feel that way.
I think you're probably right.
It's an insult.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A guy on the council, somebody running against you, yeah, I agree with that.
Especially when they just kind of got there.
Yeah.
And this is a very similar situation. And I noticed that Pat hasn't run again. Because it was a pretty decisive win. But there were still human beings involved here. And what, not so much from the outside, like a Jacob Jenkins, who's saying, I want to run for mayor. This is a sitting council member going, you're not doing a good enough job. Right. I could do a better job.
You're exactly right. Yep.
So what, do we factor that in?
So people probably do. I think they, I think it's hard to separate it if you don't.
I think it is too.
I don't know how you do that, but. It'll be interesting. I think.
But Pat would sit there and tell you straight face. Oh no, Tuna likes me.
No, not really.
I think it matters. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't have a feel for what's going to happen on Tuesday.
I don't either.
I don't know. I've really enjoyed just about all of the interviews with the candidates. I'm not at all sure about the one lady who's running for school board just because of who's backing her. And we've been there, done that, have the t-shirt, not interested in going back. And I'm not sure that her not understanding that isn't enough to disqualify her from getting my vote.
Yeah.
But then there's been some weird social media stuff. I don't even want you to read it, but you got tagged in something or shared with something.
Yes.
Happened?
I have no idea. I know she's not a fan of technology.
Clearly.
She has, the email is even kind of off a little bit.
Yeah.
So she has Facebook, and I've gotten some things that are a little more like chain mail from her,
uh-huh.
you know, share with your friends kind of thing. But then I got tagged in what looked like a comment. It said...
Lyra, no, I want you to read.
I know. It said Lyra forwarded a link.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it was an announcement or something. And what it appeared to be was a conversation in a post. Like, I wasn't involved with the post. It had nothing to do with us or anything else. I'm not sure why I was included.
I read it aloud to you, you would be stunned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You really would be.
And it's her fault for not understanding the technology, but I'm not trying to throw gasoline
on
the fire.
No.
But if you read it, you would go, oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how sort of, and the Alita Graham thing, besides just the idea that she's not really for technology, you know, wanting to oversee a school district that is only going to technology,
oh, yeah.
seems a very old-fashioned way of
yeah, yeah. And not, you know, as a parent.
That's not what I want from a school board.
No, that is not what I want for my child.
No. I want to know cutting edge. I want to know if you want to be a destination district, being a Luddite isn't going to do that for you.
Yes.
All right, one last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got a slight chance we could see some showers after 2 p.m. today. Cloudy otherwise and highs near 66 degrees. For tonight, chance of showers, thunderstorms possible, lows around 50. Friday, showers mainly after 10 a.m. and highs near 57. Saturday, we are looking at showers likely and some wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Highs near 48 degrees. It is 50 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle. Cool.
Good morning and welcome. Let me leave you with a couple of important talking points. And thanks to Coach for being here today. Decatur Blue has been serving Central Illinois for over 60 years. They have the best customer service, the best helpful, knowledgeable staff. They are committed to your needs, your satisfaction, quality workmanship, tight schedules, demanding deadlines, no problem for them.
They do everything from posters, banners, brochures, fleet graphics, window graphics, cut vinyl, laminating, trade show booths, banner stands, business cards, sidewalk graphics. You want it printed, they will do it for you better than anyone else. We've been partnering with them for a long, long time. Go to DecaturBlue.com. Podcaster Up, presented by Jurga Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back in studios with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf and others tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Enjoy the 67-degree day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Cape Air. Tuesday's announcement that charges would be